In sixth grade, Mrs. Walker slapped the back of my head and made me stand in the corner for not knowing the difference between persimmon and precision. How to choose persimmons. This is precision. Ripe ones are soft and brown spotted. Sniff the bottoms. The sweet one will be fragrant. How to eat. Put the knife away. Lay down newspaper. Peel the skin tenderly, not to tear the meat. Chew the skin, suck it, and swallow. Now eat the meat of the fruit, so sweet, all of it, to the heart. Donna undresses. Her stomach is white. In the yard, dewy and shivering with crickets, we lie naked, face up, face down. I teach her Chinese. Crickets. Choo-choo. I've forgotten. Naked. I've forgotten. Me, wo, you, and me. I part her legs, remember to tell her she is beautiful as the moon. Other words that got me into trouble were fight and fright, wren and yarn. Fright was what I did when I was frightened. Fright was what I felt when I was fighting. Wrens are small, plain birds. Yarn is what one knits with. Wrens are soft as yarn. My mother made birds out of yarn. I loved to watch her tie the stuff, a bird, a rabbit, a wee man. Mrs. Walker brought a persimmon to class and cut it up so everyone could taste a Chinese apple. Knowing it wasn't ripe or sweet, I didn't eat, but watched the other faces. My mother said every persimmon has a sun inside, something golden, glowing, warm as my face. Once, in the cellar, I found two wrapped in newspaper, forgotten and not yet ripe. I took them and set both on my bedroom windowsill, where each morning a cardinal sang, "The sun, the sun." Finally understanding he was going blind, my father sat up all one night waiting for a song, a ghost. I gave him the persimmons, swelled, heavy as sadness, and sweet as love. This year, in the muddy lighting of my parents' cellar, I rummage, looking for something I lost. My father sits on the tired wooden stairs, black cane between his knees, hand over hand, gripping the handle. He's so happy that I've come home. I ask how his eyes are, a stupid question. "All gone," he answers. Under some blankets I find a box. Inside the box I find three scrolls. I sit beside him and untie three paintings by my father. Hibiscus leaf and a white flower. Two cats preening. Two persimmons so full they want to drop from the cloth. He raises both hands to touch the cloth. Asks, "Which is this?" "This is persimmons, father." Oh, the feel of the wolf tail on the silk, the strength, the tense precision in the wrist. I painted them hundreds of times, eyes closed. These I painted blind. Some things never leave a person. Scent of the hair of one you love, the texture of persimmons, in your palm, the ripe weight.